When we talk about people living on the front lines of climate change, the Pacific Islands, I'm talking about Solomon Islands, Fiji, Tuvalu, Kiribati, they are the front line of climate change. And nowadays, to date, the effects of climate change is basically life nowadays. They are experiencing, you know, sea level rise, inundation, and they have to change their lifestyle just to adapt on their own. So these are true stories that are happening within the Pacific region. For example, a really, really big concern of ours right now is the Kiribati Island. Kiribati Island, we're talking like maybe 10, 15 years time, it will go underwater. There are no big rocks, there are no big mountains, no valleys, no place for the people to move back. So the challenge is, what's the next step now? So at present, we have heard that talks are ongoing between the Kiribati people and the Fijian government. So like, they're starting to think about, should they move to another island? And that is not something anybody wants to do. And to be labeled as a climate refugee, that is a whole new matter altogether. So basically, that would be my message.
This concept of climate refugee, it's not new as such, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger issue. As a member of the youth, what can you do possibly in the face of such a threat?
Well, first and foremost, what we want to do is like find ways and means of adapting to the changing environment. Because at the end of the day, it's like we the young people are in the middle. We have our old generation on one side, and then we have the, you know, upcoming technologies and solutions we need to adapt to climate change. So it's up to us young people to embrace, bring on our culture from the past generation to have that with us, and also because our elders, our people, they have the solutions. They know the environment better, they understand it better. So how can we like share that knowledge, the old and the new?
And in terms of getting a voice, is being here a way for you to get a larger voice?
I'm the only one from my country who's here attending the summit, the only young person attending the summit. And for me being here, it's quite a big story back home because they feel like, because here I am representing the Pacific Youth Council, which is the umbrella body of the Pacific countries. So my being here is like a big achievement for the Pacific Youth, and that I am very, very much looking forward to ensuring that the voice of the Pacific Youth and the world youth and our women and our people back home is heard at the 2014 UN Climate Summit.